I'm one of those few unfortunate individuals who has not yet installed an FM in my car, thus enabling me to hear 98.7 on the road. Therefore, to get away from New York radio when I'm driving around town, I listen to a small station out on the island, WBIC. And two very strange things happened to me. I can't get away from a fellow by the name of Chuck Garabedian. He writes to this show. He writes to Zachary on Channel 47, and I'm watching that. He won a contest on Dickie Heatherton's show just yesterday, and I listened to it and heard his name again. It's absolutely incredible. But my schedule is very strange for the past few months because I like to go to class from 9 until 12 when I do go to class, then run home for like a 7-hour nap, and then get up at 7 and stay up until 3 in the morning, so I don't miss any of this fella's show sitting here to my right. And Roscoe, I heard you mention on Thursday night, Dickie Heatherton. I don't know him at all.
I almost interrupted you then when you mentioned WBIC because I was thrilled. Dick Heatherton called Thursday night.
Yeah.
And I was talking about women.
Right.
And, yeah. And his girlfriend was coming in from Los Angeles, see?
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Barbara Calvin. And I didn't know Dick. But in a few minutes on the phone, like, you know, such a beautiful guy. I had heard of him.
Say. Sure, he's very infectious on the air. And
right.
He has a family of entertainers going for him, Sister Joey and Papa Mary Mailman.
And he's a beautiful guy.
Yeah.
Now, last night, let me see, Barbara Calvin was to come in, that's right, last night. What's today, Saturday?
Right, okay.
And he had told me Thursday night that she was coming in and that she loved Elusive Butterfly by Bob Lynn. And so I said, oh, great. You know, I got dedicated to her, tomorrow night. And so I did it about 11:30, I don't know, 11:45, something like that. And Dick called about 11:20, and he says, oh, Roscoe, he says, I heard you. He says, the plane doesn't come in until 12:30. I'm at the airport now. So we did it again. And I think I'll hear from him again tonight.
Good. You tell him we want him up here.
Oh, beautiful.
Because you have started something that I hope is something that we can continue.
Beautiful.
The people who mean something to New York radio listeners should be heard off the record. Oh, bad pun. But I think I'd like to try that now. I'd like to use you as a contact, if I may. I think he'll be...
Great! I'd be very happy to. He'll be thrilled.
I'm sure. Yeah,
he'll be thrilled.
Good show. For what is considered a small station, they like come right into the heart of the city here.
Yes, he said he's going to make a dedication to me at about 3:15.
Well, so, you can find it right on your cartooner, no doubt.
Right.
We are going to move out at 1:30 for baseball. I'm sorry to report, I cannot hide my chagrin over that fact. But just to get in our pick hit for this week, it's the new one from Private Gary Lewis and his Playboys group called Girls in Love.
Speaking of all those girls in love, with a guy in their eyes, they're looking so adorable. Gee, I want one for me.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys, double C, pick hit of the future, Girls in Love. Can I do a bit of salesman pitchmanship here? I guess it's showing off if you want to be very honest about it. I would like anyone listening to the Caravan any time in our 2.5 years, and particularly today, who also is a fan of the sounds of WOR-FM, to do me a favor, and one for which I'm almost embarrassed to ask, but we'll just ignore that for the moment for a greater glory here. I am so indebted to this gentleman for giving of his time and talent on today's program that I would like you to do this one special favor to me. If you heard Roscoe here, if you enjoyed him here as well as on 98.7, He's the one who would like to know about it, I think. I'm sure you enjoyed it, but, you know, Roscoe, I hope, would like to hear from you. And I'm going out on a limb once again, but if you listen to the caravan today or any time, or if you just happen to chance by the dial and hear a familiar voice on a different station and stayed with us for an hour and a half, drop Roscoe a note at WORFM 1440 Broadway, New York City, and let him know about it. I think he'd get a tremendous kick out of it, and I certainly know that I would. I would be most indebted to all of you if you did that one special favor for me. As a matter of fact, he has a thing going where he asks, you know, hey, man, like, what are you doing up at 11, 12, 1 in the morning listening to the radio for when you should be either, you know, working or doing homework or whatever it is that you do? But if my predictions come true, and our batting average here is not too bad, I think that anything I said earlier with regards to New York having a spokesman in the field of pop rock, it certainly will come true with regards to our special guest of the afternoon, the one and only Roscoe.
That's so beautiful of you, Pete, but I want to tell you something. I've been really visiting, you know, friends, and I don't know any other way to put it. You've been such a beautiful host. I don't even like to say that, really. I've just been visiting friends, and it's been beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It's been, you know, so beautiful, and I look forward to coming again. I'll tell you something. I feel that the broadcast industry should be more aware of WQMC, WFUV, and visit here just like this, and just an informal thing, and the industry would then, I think, grow. With individuals such as yourself, Bob Hughes, and all the guys I've met here. And look, there are about, I don't know how many guys are here. Huh? How many?
In and out, a couple of dozen today, believe me.
Yeah, and everyone is interested. Everyone is interested. You don't find this at your so-called professional station.
I'm glad to hear that.
You don't find it at all.
Roscoe, to quote Steve Allen, this could be the start of something big. I hope it is. And I want to thank, I would like to give my friend Robert John Hughes the opportunity. He's really the one who brought this about. He unselfishly gave what could have been an hour on rendezvous to Campus Caravan. Bob, what's on your mind?
I just want to thank Roscoe for being so good to me. He talked to me while he was on the air, and this is very hard to do. I know it's hard to take phone calls while you're sitting there trying to do a show, and he did it several times so he could make the arrangements for today, and I want to thank him because I think it's been a great show. And as far as rendezvous goes, I mean, Monday at 4 compared
a
to
plug,
Saturday
right?
at 12.
You're going to make it cheap by throwing
no,
in a plug.
I was going to say, you know, better here than there because more people.
Listen, don't forget the address. Roscoe, WORFM, 1440 Broadway, New York City. Would you do that little favor for me? I would appreciate
and
it.
And Pete, may I add that Bob Hughes was very, very patient with me.
He was very patient. Tonight, the Birds are in concert at Fordham University. There will be tickets available at the door. John Valeni will be selling them out of his pocketbook. So please come on by. 8:30?
7:30.
Buffy St. Marie and the Birds in concert at Fordham University. You'll be hearing musical sounds like this. Talking about professional radio. It's 1:28 in New York, and we'll be joining Fordham baseball any minute or 5 or 10 minutes from now. Signals were crossed, as is expected, I guess, by this time. That was the Birds. Their first Dylan sound in a long while that brought them back to the top of the charts. It's called My Back Pages. They'll be there tonight, the four of them. We lost Gene Clark somewhere along the shuffle of the past year and a half. But four Birds will be there, looking completely unlike what you'd expect them to look like if you saw their early publicity photos with McGuinn and his granny glasses and David Crosby without mustache, et cetera, et cetera. This gives me the opportunity to do something on the air that I, you know, wondered whether I should save until we had gone off or not. But, Roscoe, I don't want to embarrass you. Believe me, that's not my
embarrass
intent.
Embarrass me.
Nor, nor is this a facetious way of thanking you. Our whole point here for 2 hours each week is to give meaning to the kind of music that 50% of our country has grown up with for the past 10 years. And anybody who can come on and be themselves, anybody who can put their image in a drawer for an hour and a half and tell it like it is, pardon the use of the expression, deserves, in my opinion, the highest accolade. I'm sure Leonard Bernstein would agree with me. Whether Harriet Van Horn would, or whether Kay Gardella would, or Jack Gould, I'm not interested in, because it is the people that count, and it is their demands and wants and needs in the area of music that must be catered to. And on behalf of all of them, this is not a personal thing, it's a worldwide thing, we'd like to give you this token. It's a subway token. No, it isn't. We'd like to give you this token of our appreciation for your visit today in the hopes that it'll bring you fond memories to come. So,
oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
May I open it now?
Sure, go ahead. I'll give a little background on it. When I got the idea for it, I went crazy. To me, one of the most interesting trinkets available for someone in the broadcast industry is a tie pin or cufflinks with a microphone representation on it. And I searched the whole city trying to find one and couldn't. So we settled for what is second best, but it's not the thing that counts, it's like the thought behind it, quotes.
Yes, and it's something, you know, that I can look at and remember this.
Which is what is most important.
That's right. And that this is beautiful, and thank you doesn't say it. Okay, so we won't say any more.
we have a guy who is up working and giving his all until 2 o'clock in the morning, and then on a Saturday, which is, you know, a day to sleep late on, we get him out of bed to come on up here to Old Rose Hill and you know, once again put pressures on him of questions and interviews and what have you. And you were beautiful.
I don't know where the pressure is, you know, because this is
it's here.
it's been such a pleasure, and I hope to come back again.
In
the same way.
I'm glad to hear you say that. That's all I wanted to hear. That makes the whole afternoon worthwhile. Let me quote the Circle. As far as the past hour and a half is concerned, we had a groovy thing going. Okay, baseball is next.